I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Because of that history, they're just going to be ultra, or to use a term you just used, uber careful with him in regards to making sure it doesn't get worse. Knowing that Flaherty is pitching the way he is, Mize has been great. And so they want to make sure that they don't miss him any more than just a couple of starts. I am curious because I know Cobb threw a couple of innings the other day.
Yeah.
When he is activated, how do they use him? Do they mix him in with Flaherty? And I don't know, because we always hear about the rhythm of a starting pitcher. You know, every 5 games or every 5 days, whatever it is, they want to stay in that rhythm. Flaherty has not found his rhythm. So do they alternate? Do they give Cobb a couple of starts and see how he does? Do they put Flaherty on the back burner for a little bit? Is he going to follow the path of, I don't want to, not the same path as Kenta Maeda in terms of being eventually DFA'd, but is he going to be that long reliever?
Who?
Flaherty. Do they, because he hasn't been good as a starter this year, do they possibly push him into the bullpen to see if he can find his rhythm there? And then eventually, you know, more injuries are going to happen. More guys are going to miss starts.
I do wonder, is he dealing with something? I mean, the velocity down is typically a red flag. And then you're starting to see him get hittable. Because, look, he's got 50 strikeouts on the season in 41 innings. He's got the stuff. That curveball, I think, has been his best pitch. But the breaking stuff works. But the thing is, people figure out quickly if you can't spot the fastball or if the fastball is a beach ball, teams are going to sit on it. Hitters are going to sit on it. And I think that's what's starting to happen right now. If there's an injury, well, you want to get it right.
Right. I'm not concerned about them continuing to win. I think that will happen. The question is, what are they going to do with Jack Flaherty? Or what is Jack Flaherty going to do to right the ship, right his ship?
Jobe throws tonight. His ERA is almost 5. And again, we're grading on a curve. This is his first season in the bigs. Right. But suddenly a few dominoes are starting to fall. If you go, well, Flaherty's not the two. Mize, you could argue, was their second best pitcher, is now injured. And suddenly a staff of 5 is looking like a staff of Scooble and, are we doing this again? Chaos.
They're going to be just fine. And Joe, we knew that it was going to be a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And it could be a roller coaster throughout the course of a game. And we've seen him start off first pitch, home run, and then all of a sudden look good through another 4 innings. I think that's just a young pitcher learning to be a pitcher at the major league level. Flaherty is probably the biggest concern.
Okay.
But they've got Montero that they can put in there for a few starts.
And to your point, Cobb can't be too far away.
Right.
Band-aid this up, get guys right, whether that's health or figuring it out with Flaherty. Yeah, I'm not panicking. I wonder if these are valid concerns at this point, because the backbone of this team is starting pitching. It's the thing that we knew was going to be there. It's the thing that sets everything else up.
But we also knew that at times injuries were going to happen.
That's why you have the depth.
That's why you have the depth. That's why you have AJ Hinch, Chris Fetter, to be able to insert pitching chaos for a couple of weeks. You don't have to do it for 2 months at the end of the season. At least that's not what our vision is at this time.
Okay, so minimal concern right now with starting pitching. What about Jace Young? He's hitting exactly 100. He has zero extra base hits on the season. That third base, the black hole that is third base, valid concern?
Yeah, very, very concerned. Now, his glove has been good. There's no concern there, but yeah, you got to have some production at the plate. It has to be more than just a couple of walks or some singles. And Vierling, I know there was an update yesterday in regards to they are trying to get him more throws, and they're not so concerned about what he does at the plate. He's been fine there, and he'll be fine when he comes back up. It is when he has throws from the outfield or has throws from third base, managing the shoulder, the arm, and making sure that that's going to be 100%, that there's nothing more there to be concerned about, or how much are they going to have to manage the throws that he has when he does come to the big leagues?
Well, you don't want to deal with that either, because you're right, corner outfield and third base, you have to have an arm. You have to be able to make throws, and you have to get guys out. The other thing is you could put Javi to third, but he's played so well in center, you want to keep him in center, but you just don't have that guy hitting at third base right now.
Right, and then what do you do at center? Is that going to be just Riley Green?
I think they're going to keep Javi in center. I think maybe it's more McKinstry at third. If this young stuff continues, like, you're going to have to send him back down.
Yes. And now, so Vierling, as I understand it, the earliest he can come back up would be the 19th of May.
Okay.
They are going to have to activate him by the 24th. So they've got some decisions to make We sit here on the 12th.
The third thing I wrote down for concern is good pitching took the Tigers offense back to reality. And the numbers have kind of dipped a little bit for these bats. I mean, they were off to such a hot start. Yeah. Are we starting to settle where water is level? They're not a top five offense like we had seen.
Well, did we think that they were going to remain a top five offense? No. I mean, a top 10 offense, sure. I mean, you look at their run differential, and it's there. Now, part of that is pitching. You know, which is the strength of the Tigers. We've already talked about that with Flaherty and with Mize and with Reese Olson yesterday and Jackson Jobe. I think their hitting is going to be just fine, and especially when Vierling does come up. I do believe he will make an appearance at some time at the end of the month.
I do too.
Jace Young goes down. Now all of a sudden your hitting is back a little bit. We didn't think that Zach McKinstry was going to stay at a .315 level.
We also don't think Javi's going to hit .300 for the season.
No. So,
some of this is going to come back
may
down.
Pull back down a little bit, but it's going to be still a matter of AJ Hinch mixing and matching and creating matchups that are beneficial to Javi, to McKinstry, to Spencer Torkelson, Keith.
Jay Henwally's still up here. Yeah. I got to get him going a little bit. I don't know. I look at it like this. The concern is when you face really good pitching, most offenses are going to come back down to earth.
Sure.
This is the type of thing you're going to run into in the playoffs. So as we've gotten so excited about this baseball team, we've kind of cut in line a little bit. We're going, how would you like to see this team in the playoffs? There still may be a big need for a bat when we get later into the summer, and maybe this stretch is showing that. The big concern to me, though, is the pitching, because I do think it's like the Lions' offensive line. It's the bedrock. It's the foundation. If the Lions lost Taylor Decker and Frank Ragnow, we go, well, I know they got Sewell, and I know Hank Fraley's a good coach. Like, Chris Fetter's a good coach, and they'll figure it out. But it does concern you if the offensive line for the Lions wasn't playing up to their standard, and the rotation right now for the Tigers is had a noticeable step back.
Well, and that's where it's up to Fetter and AJ Hinch to create matchups and be aware if Flaherty's only going to be able to give you, and I know he wasn't good through,
one,
but he has been good at times through
five.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
And so I think
teams are figuring out his fastball. That's my issue.
Okay. Well, so moving forward, yeah, if that becomes an issue, then they're going to have to find a way to deal with that. The last time he started, and I can't remember where that game was, where he went for five innings and then gave up a home run, and then that's when things fell apart. They just need to be more aware of when the signals are that he is losing what he does have.
Sure.
So that Dickerson pointed out, I was listening to the radio broadcast on Saturday, and he's like, he just doesn't have his stuff tonight by the third home run.
Yeah.
And Dan probably noticed that on the second home run and just didn't want to overreact. I'm with you on the fastball. I put this in my prep last Monday, remember?
Yeah, I know.
That I had Flaherty concerns. And so, therefore, it's validated because he had another bad start. I think his stuff's easy to figure out. I think he's the guy that gets a bad hitting team healthy. You know, Texas came in here struggling, and he was meatballing it. So going forward, even last week when we did the buy-sell, I had Casey Mize potentially getting to the number two.
Oh, yeah. I
partially
saw that,
because I don't trust Jack Flaherty. I think he's more of a three. He's an innings eater. You need him. He's good. Every team has a Jack Flaherty on it in my mind.
And on this staff right now, he's the four.
I am getting, and this is going to be a major overreaction, I'm getting some Jordan Zimmerman vibes.
Oh, well, at least it's not a five-year deal.
Right, exactly.
Whatever Zimmerman's deal is.
I want to point out something, a couple things. So last year, they were fifth worst team in stolen bases. This year, they're the worst. Oh. And some of that's Meadows and Vierling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think just the moving base runners, when you're not getting big extra base hits, becomes more of a problem. And then also with Job, maybe not to overreact quite yet.
Yeah. I think tonight's a big start, though. He's had back-to-back outings that I think are below his standard, and he's got a Boston lineup coming in tonight. Want to see how he does.
He did pitch in Colorado for the first time.
Yeah.
And the ball doesn't move the way you normally think it will.
But it carries, too.
In the altitude, so maybe get cut a little slack there. Plus, he's a rookie.
No, I know, but if he's one of the five starting pitchers and starting pitching is your strength, and you got a couple guys struggling / injured, tonight's a big spot for Jackson Jobe. We'll take some phone calls, read some ticket text. They're still in first place. Nobody's doing panic radio this morning, but are there any concerns you have with this team?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Your bats got going this weekend. Tigers dropped their first home series of the year, and we're here on May the 12th. Certainly not a reason to panic, but we've brought up some things. I want to know if they're valid concerns. 248-539-9797. Jack Flaherty, I think the difference in winning and losing the series over the weekend, he's become too hittable, and his fastball's become too hittable. Starting pitching, you throw Mize on IL with Flaherty struggles. Jobe, who is understandably going through his first season of big league starting pitching, suddenly a strength of this team has some questions. Let's get to Brad in Waterford. Brad, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, guys, there's zero concern. Okay, I know the three other sports are done. It's a slow day to find stuff, but come on, man. Let me ask you this. Jack Flaherty, proven track record. How many starts has he had this year? Can you set up for me real quick?
Eight starts,
okay. Was he one of our best pitchers before he was traded?
Last year, yes.
Okay. Did the Dodgers like him?
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
Did it give us some damn good prospects for him?
Yeah, I would say so. Sweeney, Lorenzo, yep.
Yeah, did he pitch in the postseason for the Dodgers?
He did. Where are we going with this?
How'd he do?
He's pretty good.
Where we're going with this is there's zero concerns, okay? Guy's got a proven track record, all right? His fastball is not his number one pitch. His number one pitch is his damn good curveball. His command is off a little bit. He pitches off his curveball. okay? You want to have a valid concern. Why don't you have a valid concern about Riley Green? Okay, his peaks and valleys are absolutely ridiculous. He went cold in the playoffs. There's your concern. You want to talk about something on the radio, gentlemen, respectfully, talk about Riley Green. This pitching staff is more than fine. Best bullpen in the major leagues, okay? This is like the first half of a preseason game where a kickoff is run back in the first play. Okay, so everybody...
Respectfully, Brad, the preseason game doesn't count. This does count. This is towards your record. And moving forward, you got to get Flaherty right. You got to get Mize healthy. You got to get some more moving forward here. You got to sustain what's been a great start to this season, Brad. Come on, you can call it and disagree with it, but
there's
going to
be some ups and downs for the pitching staff. There's going
to
be some ups and downs for Riley Green. I mean, Riley Green right now is... He had a really tough start, but he's got more hits than anyone else on the team.
I was just going to say, pull up where he ranks in the Tigers right now.
Right, and in terms of OPS, right now he is behind Spencer Torkelson,
right,
Kerry Carpenter, Gleyber Torres, Javi, and then it's Riley. He's at .789. And so I'm not going to sit there and say, is Riley Green having the same season that he did last year at this point? No, but he's not far off.
Second on the team in homers, Riley Green. Second on the team in total bases, Riley Green.
Right. But Jack Flaherty, all of those things are true, what he said. Was he good for the Tigers last year? Yes. That's why he was sold at the deadline. Was he good for the Dodgers? Yes. He was a part of why they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been good this year? No.
No.
That's
by the way. Three straight starts. Like, this isn't like, oh, it's early one start balloons your ERA. It's three straight starts that are not good from Jack Flaherty. So we didn't bring it up after the first one. You didn't bring it up after the second one, although there was some pre-show emailing. Three straight, and his start being the biggest issue from the weekend. What do you think the show's talking about Monday morning? I mean, come on, people. John, some of the ticket techs are quite frankly, alarming. It's literally two games. What am I listening to? Another one says, this commentary is ridiculous. It's not something I'd expect out of you two. It's disappointing. They've lost two games, two freaking games.
No. This is not about the team. I still think that this is a team that is going to win the division.
Me too.
This is still a team that's going to win over 90 games. In fact, right now they're on pace to win 100, which I don't believe is going to be the case. But I do think they're a plus 90 win team. This is about, right now, one player. That is Jack Flaherty.
But do you understand what those texts are implying? Only say good things.
Is Gibby going to call us?
No, but just back up. Only say good things. There is no room for any nuanced critique discussion. Only say good things. Those are what those two ticket texts want.
And this is also...
Is this North
Tom,
Korea?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but no. This is a pro. Jack Flaherty. Right, he is 1-5 right now. His ERA is approaching 5. He does have the opportunity and will get the opportunity to change the course of what he is doing this season.
I would expect that to happen down the road. It is a long season.
Of course.
Very long season, and I do think he'll regain his form. But right now, they're losing nearly every game he pitches this year. They've won one game that he's pitched.
Their second best pitcher is Casey Mize, and he is going to miss a couple starts.
So when you combine both those, I don't understand why people can't say, maybe I got an eyebrow raise. And I even put it in my message to you guys yesterday. I'm kind of not concerned right now,
right,
broadly, because they can go to pitching chaos for a little bit.
For a stretch, and they did for more than a... I mean, they got away with it for a long time last year.
Yeah.
Admittedly, even AJ was like, you can't do this for a full season. And the good news is they're not going to have to do it for a full season. None of these injuries or struggles we think are going to be prolonged.
Right. I would expect Mize to be back within 3 weeks, probably, would be my...
If it is a minor hamstring, then yeah.
But that can be an issue throwing off the mound, too. It can sometimes...
And hammies can nag, yes.
Yeah, so you want it to get right.
If we were doing this about the Lions and I told you, hey, they got a couple offensive linemen that are either banged up or underperforming, we go, well, that's the whole team.
We just got Manu coming in. I mean, we'll be okay. Let's just keep it all positive.
I like Fetter. I like Fraley. You'd figure it out. But if the core of your team was going through some adversity, yeah, you'd go, you'd raise an eyebrow. You go, I want to make sure they get that right. Let's get to Rick in Newport. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I went to that game on Saturday, and I'll tell you what, man. The only reason I was happy to be there was to get a Terry Scuba bobblehead. And I was sat down in the first inning to watch those two homers come out of the park like it was Flaherty's job to give him a meatball. And then I told my wife, after the first inning, I'll go, you know, after the Tigers bat, I'll go get us some concessions. I go out to get concessions, and I hear Flaherty giving up another home run. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, fireworks in the first. Not good. And that was a great crowd Saturday. I mean, I saw photos of it. I know people wanted the bobbleheads, but that crowd looked awesome on Saturday night.
It was loud. There were a lot of people there, and I had a couple offers actually to buy my bobblehead. But I was not giving up the Cy Young bobblehead.
So yeah, that's the one you got then.
Yeah, I got the Golden Crown, the home jersey one.
What was the highest offer you got?
$60.
Oh, I saw people listing them for over $150 that night, trying to make a buck on them.
Yeah, there were people out. There was a guy out front with a stack of 20s in his hand, offering people money out the door as they were walking out the door for their bobblehead.
No kidding.
Huh.
Like crazy.
What would it have taken? What was your number?
If somebody would have, since I got one, my wife got one. If someone would have came up to me like, "I'll give you $100 for it," I probably would have done it.
Okay.
Because I had two.
There you go.
But. Well, I gave one. I had already planned on giving one away to a younger person I know, someone like my nephew.
Well, that's cool.
Or somebody else that was younger. So, but $100 is $100 in today's economy.
Yeah, sure. I hear you. Yep. Rick, appreciate the phone call. A couple quick texts. Texter says, Flaherty's toast. Only one start with six innings pitched. Something's going on. Might be tipping pitches along with poor fastball command. And Matt says, oh, yeah, these folks are really butthurt. You guys said something negative about the Tigers. Flaherty has questions right now. It's a great conversation, guys.
Well, there's just too many mistakes. His strikeouts per nine innings, it's literally right there with Tarek Skubal.
It's 11.
He's at 11. Skubal's at 11.3. The problem is there's too many mistakes where he's given up nine home runs.
All right, coming up next, it is the week of the NFL schedule release. We're going to get leaks all week. We want to get ahead of it. Your dream schedule, Mad Libs. Next, 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.